Now here's another one. I'm almost done with these. These are so fascinating. Now here's one that you'll love. Do you know where iron comes from? And there's a surah or chapter named Iron, okay? Do you know where it comes from? I know where I thought it came from before I studied this. Iron does not come from earth. Iron comes from outer space. Now listen to the 57th chapter named Iron. Certainly, we sent our messengers with clear arguments and sent down with them the book and the measure, that men may conduct themselves with equity. And we sent down iron, wherein there is great violence and advantages to men, and that Allah may know who helps him and his messengers unseen. Surely Allah is strong, mighty. Now, a few days ago, astronomical findings have disclosed his brain weighs less than yours. We're not haters, we just tell the truth. Astronomical findings, they are proud to announce, have disclosed that the iron found in our world came from giant stars in outer space. Not only the iron that's on Earth, but the iron anywhere in this solar system comes from outer space. The temperature of the sun, as powerful as it is not hot enough for the formation of iron. The sun has a temperature, surface temperature, of 6,000 degrees Celsius. Now, you know, when it's 98, we're like, oh man, 98. 6,000 degrees, of course, this is Celsius, and a core temperature, ready for this? 20 million degrees. 20 million degrees at its core. Iron still requires more heat than that. So it can only be produced by stars that are larger than the sun. Now they're not life-giving stars, but this is what they do. They get hot, and the temperature is several hundred million degrees on some of these stars. When the amount of iron reaches a certain level in one of these stars, the star can't accommodate it anymore, and it explodes in what is called a nova or supernova, and the iron is then shot out into space and comes here to earth for you and I to make use of. That is the greatness of Allah.